B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Spirited, what did we go, 90 minutes there?
Yeah.
All calls. I hope everybody enjoyed their chance to chime in. I think it's fair to hear from the head coach. Now, Dan Quinn will talk again this evening, probably about 5:45. For those unaware, the Commanders players, coaches, staff, flew direct last night from Cincinnati to Arizona. Yep. So they probably got there. I mean, hell, that locker room probably cleared out about 12:30. I mean, they probably.
So it was nine. Is it 2 hours behind there in Arizona now?
Or three.
Three?
It's three right now.
So nine something. They probably got there around 3 o'clock.
They're probably sleeping right now. Maybe they're up by now. But the thought process here is that it allows them to have today to kind of acclimate in Arizona, and then they just practice out there. There's no question about, you know, flying to the West Coast and having to deal with time zones, because if you fly Cincy back to D.C. and then practice a couple days and then fly back out to Arizona on Friday, which is normally what they would do, it's just a ton of travel.
Yep.
You see more and more teams do this. The Chargers just did this. They played the Panthers and then stayed in Charlotte before a game against the Steelers. Basically, what this is about is a willingness to spend money, because NFL coaches, front office guys will tell you it's better for the team. It just costs a lot more.
I agree.
And these guys are willing to spend the money.
They don't mind.
They do not mind.
Gotta spend a little bit.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Take care of your assets.
Indeed. So let's hear a little bit from Dan Quinn last night. Obviously, you know, one of the play that sealed this win, it didn't win it, but he sealed this win with the touchdown throw to Terry McLaurin when Jaden Daniels knows he's going to get rocked in the pocket. For all the concern about him running outside of the pocket, he took a monster shot right in the middle of the pocket.
Hey, well, the big ones were in the pocket.
Let's try to keep that in mind, folks. Dan Quinn talking about the play that sealed it.
I think, well, you make sense by giving those two a shot. And, like, they put the time in. And if they hadn't put the time in, you wouldn't have the confidence to go into that space. But of all the work they've done, you know, obviously we hadn't connected on some of the deep ones to Terry over the first two games, but we knew that wasn't going to be, you know, the case, you know, moving forward. So when we had our chances and our moments to go, we took it. But it was just a really good ball and great catch by Terry, too.
I mean, just a really good ball and a great catch.
Perfect place ball.
Just
and
perfect.
For Terry to lock it in place, go down, the ball did not move at all.
No.
You know, that's vitally important as well.
Totally. Now, a lot has been talked about with that touchdown, but let's not forget the first touchdown went to the big fella, Trent Scott.
Yep.
I love the play call. You know, they definitely did it on purpose. I think Scott actually said this in the locker room last night, Brian. I don't know if you noticed. That play call kind of came in late, and so when Trent Scott went and reported to the refs that he was eligible, the refs made the announcement, but everything was kind of hurried up because the play clock was going down, and the defense just kind of has to adjust and roll with that because it wasn't a substitution or anything. Jaden goes to Trent Scott. He hauls it in. Just a really cool moment for both Jaden Daniels' first ever NFL touchdown pass. I bet every person in America made the joke that's going to be a trivia question one day. Sure, it will be. Dan Quinn, number five, Landini, talking about Jaden Daniels' first touchdown going to Trent Scott.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a record that your first touchdown pass goes to a offensive lineman, but I saw him coming off with it, so I thought that was pretty cool. But more than anything, you know, just executing down the red zone. Last week, obviously, we had some, you know, we're frustrated, not that we were making kicks, but frustrating that we were kicking. And so tonight, to have the ability to score down there, I thought was huge for us.
And certainly.
You know, what's come did a lot, too. The Bengals, they kept bringing in offensive linemen that were eligible.
Sure.
You know, and I think what happens in that situation, people think it's straight running plays all the time. Because you have more like an unbalanced line, you get a bigger guy in there to help you block. Every once in a while, trick him.
Just seeing this from Jeremy Reeves, he just tweeted this out. I woke up today and the first thing I thought about after thanking the Lord was how damn crazy that last throw by five was.
Cover zero,
Cover zero and drop the dot knowing you're about to get teed off on. If standing on MF business was a play, kid is different.
That's it.
That's a hell of a
thing. I think, like, I really think, and I said it last night as the game was going on, like, we got to just let this dude play football. Because we are always talking about, well, we don't want him to run. He getting hit in the pocket harder than he does when he runs the football. When he runs the football, he has the ability to adjust his body, okay, and don't take the full brunt of the hit. When he's throwing the pass, he's just there to be tattooed by somebody.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I totally agree with you. You got to let him just play his game. And there's going to be some running, and that's part of who he is.
Yes.
And who he is great. So don't try to limit it. You know, I think the fact that he had a clean slide last night, it's his third game. Like, the growth, frankly, the growth I think we've seen just from Tampa to last night as far as staying in the pocket and making the throws
yeah.
is significant. Like, imagine what this looks like by week 10 or week 14. He's not going to stop trying to get better and stop trying to improve.
Nope.
I really liked DQ talking about Jaden. Number 11, Lamphill. This is what Dan Quinn learned about Jaden Daniels in last night's victory.
Dan, this might sound stupid, but do you know more about Jaden now than you did 4 hours ago?
It's not a stupid question. I thought he's continuing to grow on the job, and that is part of he and all his teammates that are the first-year guys of growing and learning. You know, when to extend a play, when to get down, when to use his legs. Like a few days ago, I said, what'd you learn over the first two games? And it happened again tonight, you know. But as far as the competitor, I've known that. As far as talented, like arm, all that, I've known. It was good to see the next step of him, of, you know, just having a mindfulness when to take the shot, when not to. And I thought that was a So I did learn some more tonight, and he probably showed me also that, you know, he's listening too and knowing the importance of that.
He seems like a guy that's listening all the time, B.
Yeah.
And,
taking
it all in.
I think Lamphill said it earlier. You look at him, how he's demanding, how he wanted to go for it, stay on the field. And for them to go along with it, he's shown them a lot more than what they let on. You know, we see the result here, but – He must be doing exactly what they want him to do or saying the exact things for them to be like, hey, go for it.
100%, man.
Yeah.
I mean, to that point, play 10, Lamphill, on the confidence to go for it. 4th and 4, really with the game in the balance. You're trying to go out and win this thing. Dan Quinn talked about his confidence in his rookie quarterback.
I didn't, and I wasn't going to. We knew we'd have to be aggressive in the game. You know, to extend possessions, to give ourselves a chance. You know, that's why we thought the special teams, John, was a big piece of this from a field position standpoint. If there was a gap, if there was an edge to find, we were going to dig for it. And that included going on certain distances on 4th down when we were in that part of the field. We knew we didn't meet the mark last week in some of the red zone. Like I said, we were not bitching about kicking field goals and making them last week, but we knew that was not sustainable for us and what we wanted to do. So I thought the 3rd down in the red zone was going to be, you know, one of the areas that we really dug deep on and paid off for the guys tonight.
It certainly did, and I think he's right. Last week against the Giants, especially once their kicker went down,
yep.
They knew they could battle it out and just try to grind that win. Last night against the Bengals, when – I mean, they had 2 scoring drives that took less than 2 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Like, you got to score touchdowns to keep up in that game.
Totally, totally. And, you know, when you have – I think the way Jaden was operating last night, where everyone – when he needed the 3, he'd run it, get it, boom, get down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if you – and then he was on point with his accuracy. When you have that momentum going, you don't want to stop that. So when Coach went for it, I'm like, okay, now. We got some aggressiveness going on here. And it worked.
Dude, they needed it. To that point, 14 real quick, Lamphill. DQ just about wanting to be aggressive on 4th down.
Say some of those 4th downs, you know, to kick, when not to. So it was probably very unique in that way. I don't know how many, if we had 3 – maybe 3 of them in the game, how many would have been punts? I'm not exactly sure on that yet, John. But no, I don't think so. But if there's in the right spot, this is a group that's capable of being in those spaces. And when we have our chances to, we'll be smart, but we will be aggressive. That's how our nature is. And, you know, when the moments are there, we're going to do it. We're not going to be foolish about it. But if we can be aggressive and take our chances when we can, we will.
It reminded me a little bit. I did the Howard Hampton game this weekend. And the coach, he said, I'm not opposed to punting. I'm just going to be aggressive. And then I looked up their fourth down stats. The man was 86%. So if you get to that at that high of a clip, you got to go for it every time.
Sure. Yeah. I think, you know, there's times where you don't have much of a choice. And I think Washington really didn't have much of a choice last night. They played it aggressively, and it paid off with a big, big win. Mark Rypien joins us at 1 o'clock.
Rip.